You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. All right, No Finish Line Nation connects all the different things that we use to have for social media platforms and ways that we lean in to find inspiration and all kinds of great value. Good morning to you on this wonderful, beautiful, amazing Friday that we're going through right now. It's early enough in the morning that you can kind of kick off your day, set your goals, get yourself ready. I think most of the times, anybody that works a five-day work week or even just a regular work week, Fridays are usually a pretty good day to be able to feel good, feel energy, get yourself ready to go, and just kick some royal tail. And again, like we always talk about, the fact that September 22nd, 2017 is going to be the best September 22nd, 2017 that you ever have, had, or ever will have. So embrace the day. Get out there, make things happen today, okay? So one of the things that I want to talk about, and I haven't even written this coffee talk just yet, but I wanted to share with everybody on the podcast is, what is being proud? You know, we talk a lot about our journeys, and you'll see a lot of people that are successful. What we'll do is people will get together, and they will put before and afters, and they will share their story, and they'll share where they've been and what they've done and all those good things, right? And so that's great. And it's one of those things that helps to inspire others, but also helps to give a good inventory moment for yourself to be able to see where you've been, where you've gone, how far you've come, all those things. And we use those in that vein to be able to say, how do I continue to push forward, especially for those that might be at lifetime or those that have been really working for the long haul that are at their goal weights or at their goal of wherever they want to be, right? Whether it's lifting weights or losing weight or professionally or whatever. When you set your goals and then you hit your goals, one of the things that you want to try to do is continue to move forward and stay in that space because you don't want to slide back to what you once did before. So it's interesting because I talk about pride and I talk about being proud of things. And my wife is one of the biggest advocates of telling me all the time, you should be extremely proud of where you've been and what you've done. You should really look at how much you do for the community that you serve with the fact that you are on your podcast or you are writing every day on Connect and NFLN, or you're doing anything to be able to really focus on other people's journeys and yourself and share your story and those kind of things. She said it takes dedication, time, and effort, and you get paid nothing for it. So for you to be able to do so, you should be extremely proud of that. Well, that's hard for me to take because I do it more so for me. I write, I record, because I know I need to get myself and my mind set up the right way to be able to go out and do what I need to do in the grand scheme of things and trying to live my life and my journey of where I'm at. But it's for me, but it ends up being for others in the long run because we all get together and we talk about things and we embrace each other and we lift each other up and those kind of things. So at the end of the day, when my wife says you should be extremely proud, I am proud, but I also struggle with pride because I also don't want pride to be something that seems vain or something that seems egotistical. Like I'm building up my ego based on the fact that I have this repertoire of things that I can work on or things that I've worked on and that I'm proud of in my journey. I like to share that story and it does help others. And I've had many people tell me that it helped others or helps them. But for me, I struggle with that at times because, you know, I've had friends, including Jonathan Mudhustler and Kelly and other friends that have told me you got to put yourself out there to make sure that you can share your story, but also for your own growth and your own aspirations. You know, it's funny. I talked about this with my boss yesterday. We were driving all day. We were up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. We were driving all the way to the northern parts of Maine. We get all the way up there and we're driving back. And we done some presentations this week on like Tuesday and like on Saturday or not Saturday, Tuesday and like Friday of last week. And we just had this great you know, meeting that we did with a bunch of people. We did facilitation and we engaged with them. We talked about things that helped the business run and helped them and all those things. So, you know, to summarize, what we did was, is we were in the car and we're, you know, when you're on the road that long, you talk about a lot of stuff. And one of the things that we talked about was, is she had said, I liked the last two sessions that you had more specifically because you seemed to be very in control. Your tone of speech was methodical, so it was great. It was inspirational, but it was very, there was not a lot of fillers, not a lot of ums, not a lot of just filler words and things like that. And you had the large amount of confidence in what you were speaking to, not only because you know what you're talking about, but also your verbiage was different this time. And I thought to myself, I wonder why that is. I wonder what the reason for that is. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've been putting myself out there all the time on the podcast to be able to work on my delivery of my speech, the tone, the clarity, those kind of things. And I find myself editing a whole lot less when I'm going through my podcast because I'm doing a lot less of that. And I'm cognizant of that and working on that. So I'm proud of the fact that I and working with all of you on this podcast to be able to better myself, not only with my health journey and be able to put that out there and for others to be inspired or others to be working with that, but also for my own journey outside of it, professionally and in public speaking and those kind of things. Because I didn't even realize that I was doing that. And she asked that question. She goes, I know you do your podcast. She goes, I wonder if it has something to do with that. And I said, you know what? When I listen to my voice back, I do become cognizant and aware of things that I'm doing and mannerisms that I have that I try to work on, right? Anybody, human nature is trying to work out. I'm not trying to be perfect because I like the fact of who I am. And I try to be able to incorporate inflection and accents and things like that because that's me. That's my personality. I'm not trying to change who I am based on the fact that I want to be successful with a podcast. I want to bring some of my own touch and my own flavor to things, whether I'm doing something professionally or I'm doing something on a podcast. So to get back to my original point, I was extremely proud of the fact that I do work on that every single day. And I didn't even realize that I'm working on it, but I work on that. And I'm proud of the product that I put out there and the product that I do when I'm in front of a group and I'm speaking or my confidence levels and those things, which used to not be existent back in the day because I was always hiding behind the fat that was on my body or I was always hiding behind the depression that I was feeling. And it was really helpful for me to be able to get in a place where I could actually celebrate in that and reach out to others to be able to do so. So I'm extremely proud of that. So to segue back into what we were talking about before, you should be extremely proud of the things that you're doing. You can't think of it as being an egomaniacal. You can't think of it as being egotistical. You can't think of things as your head's getting too big or you're waiting for the shoe to drop on the back end of it because you have been here before and you've been successful and then you fall off the radar and you become unsuccessful down the road and you've come to expect that. So my call out to action is be proud of your accomplishments. Literally sit down and take a look at the things that you've done. And Mary, thank you for the call out yesterday on No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page. I love the fact that you talked about that I lean in on a lot in my journey of taking inventory. Take inventory of the things that you're proud of. Don't look at those things of why should I be proud of that? I mean, it's a normal thing that everybody should be doing. No, be proud of every little thing that you're doing. Get in that space today. It's a Friday. We're about to head into the weekend. We're in a good spot. We're out there going to make things happen. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do all the things that we want to do on the weekend with our families, with our friends, everybody across the board. Well, here's the thing. Think about for a second, along with that same line of thought of being it's Friday and we're all in a good mood and we're out there ready to make things happen, you should be proud of what you're doing. Whether it is a loss of 2 pounds or whether it's a loss of 300, whether it is a muscle gain of an inch or it's non-muscle gain, but you're feeling stronger, whether it's walking 100 steps further down the road versus the 100 steps less that you walked yesterday and you're making day over day improvement, no matter what it is, no matter where it's at, take inventory of it, write it down, list the things that you're most proud of, no matter how minuscule and small that they are. And the reason that this is important, I know in my life and that I have to do, just like my wife does for me when she says, you should be damn proud of what you're doing. And she can list out the things that I'm doing. And I don't really quantify those things. I don't really look at all the things that I'm trying to do or things that I'm trying to do for self-help or my own work and in the journey that I'm working on and those kind of things because I'm in the middle of it all. But when she does that for me, it helps me to take inventory of all the things that I'm doing to better myself and better those around me. Investing in others, really elevating other people's performance and other people's heartfelt moments and those kind of things is really important in life, and we don't have enough of it out there. So I should be proud of that. I should be proud of the things that I'm doing, the podcasts, the blogs, all those things. Sometimes I don't look at it that way. I look at it as just being something that I do, but I should be proud of it. You should also be proud of the things that you're doing, no matter what it is that you're doing right now. If you're going to work today, be proud of the fact that you're going to work. You're going to be there on time. You're going to do your best. You're going to do all the things that you have to do to make it a great day today. If you're a mom that's staying at home with two kids, know that you should be damn proud of being the mom that you are and how great you are at what you're doing and how you are working hard and staying home and taking care of those children. These are the types of things that we should really lean in on, because those types of things that you have to take inventory on those days that you're not feeling it, and those days that you might hit a rut and you're feeling like you're face down in the dirt, and you have to look up every once in a while and go, man, I just don't know when this is going to end. Like, seriously, I feel like the world is crumbling all around me. That's when you whip out that little worn and tattered paper that you have written down all those things that you're most proud of, and you look at them and you read through those and you dig deep into those items for you to be able to say, I am proud of what I've done and where I've come from and how far I've come. You know, it's a basic fundamental of life that we should be investing in ourselves and others. But the problem is that as human nature evolves and goes down the road of negativity or hatred or animosities and things like that, we tend to veer off from those things. And we really shouldn't. We really shouldn't let society cause us to change the way that we think about ourselves or those around us. You really should lean in on the space of, I am proud of the following, and fill in the blanks and write them down, because you're worth it. You're worth the investment to give yourself the tools when you move forward and the things that you want to do down the road. I know I'm proud of all of you that I see on No Finish Line Nation Facebook page, that I see through Connect, the Weight Watchers platform, or I see through Twitter, or I see through the blog that write to me and add notes to me, to the blog that's there, or send out some, you know, quick replies and things like that. I'm proud of all of you, because each one of you has a story and each one of you has a journey that you're on, and you should be proud of your accomplishments. So do that today. Sit down, take inventory of what you're proud of. Take inventory of the things that you are there. And it's not just photos wise. Write these things down. Write down the specifics that you are most proud of. Are you a good person? Are you a good son? Are you a good father? Are you a good mother, a sister? Do you give back to your communities? Are you somebody that likes to take care of others versus yourself? Sometimes we look at that as a fault because you take care of everybody else, but not you. Don't look at it that way. Be proud of who you are. Yeah, maybe you do need to lift yourself up a little bit more, but that's okay. Be proud of who you are and what you've done. Take inventory today. Write those things down. What are you most proud of? And live in that space for a moment, because guess what? You're worth that investment.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.